Well, Richard, see, who's to say, though, that the Darwinian theory and intelligent design mixed together might not be the most appropriate, both of them?
Well, I look on the Kansas decision as almost a step forward. And I know that's going to make a lot of people, you know, intelligentsia in the audience kind of take aback, you know, look at the radio and say, what in the world does he mean by that? I think it's a little bit pedantic to say that these people are uneducated. I think, in fact, they've taken a very brave position because look at what it gives us. What they have basically said is that Darwinian science no longer, again, has the sole kingpin position in the educational system of Kansas, that other models, other theories must be taught. Now, I know everyone thinks automatically that the intelligent design idea is the back door for creationism. Basically, God did it. But what I wanted to do tonight was to raise some other possibilities, going back to Freeman Dyson. When Freeman Dyson in 1973 co-authored a paper with Francis Crick, who is no mean slouch in biology.
Nobel Prize winner.
He is a Nobel Prize winner. He was the co-author of the founding models of DNA, which is the foundation of evolutionary theory. He and Crick wrote this paper for Icarus, which is the journal, kind of like the Bible of planetary science.
Sure.
It was edited by Carl Sagan before he died. It has become the almost the official a watchword on what's going on in the solar system. And what they said in that paper is that evolution is insufficient to account for the complexity of life on Earth. Now, these are not two religious fanatics. These are two eminent world-class scientists who have a remarkable ability to penetrate problems and potentials. And what I found stunning, and that's what Dyson was talking about when he came to Berkeley, was that they seem to be driven to another form of intelligent design in their answer to the inexplicability of not enough time to create the DNA or the RNA or all the building blocks of life that the biologists demand be in place for there to be evolution to begin with. And what they basically said was, look, if evolution is insufficient by the numbers, then the only logical alternative is that evolution did not take place in this solar system on Earth to create complex biology. It must have taken place somewhere else, and fully formed biological entities somehow arrived in this solar system and seeded the planets, including Earth, where life took root and therefore made its way to the complexity we now see. And this is a theory called directed panspermia, because they were basically proposing that intelligent and extraterrestrials sent spaceships, you know, seed carriers, seed pods, whatever you want to call them,
throughout the universe,
throughout the galaxy, or maybe beyond. And in my last 20-some years, it's really 20 years, George, I've been looking at the artifacts question. As I've looked at more and more complexity in terms of ruins on NASA images of things all over the solar system, and as I've looked at the solar system itself in terms of the various niches and the various places where life could hang out and flourish in remarkably alien conditions compared to here, I must say that I have warmed immeasurably to the ideas of Francis Crick and Freeman Dyson.
But someone somewhere, if they're correct, had to have created those originators someplace.
You know, that's not necessarily so.
Why not?
Well, because we know of other explanations that are simpler, that one doesn't have to go to such an extreme. There are a number of theories that have been put forward as to what drives the entire system, and whether it occurred extraterrestrial or here. I think probably this is a universal phenomenon. Life is, and what we're talking about is not just localized to the Earth necessarily.
I think you're right there.
We know, for example, that when an embryo starts to form and an egg is fertilized, DNA does drive the process of cell division, but it's absolutely helpless to drive the process of cell and organ differentiation.